want to welcome you all to Devotional Sermon Sunday. I'm Jason Beck. I'll be bringing you the message today. And I want to share a verse. It'll be out of the book of Matthew, starting in chapter 28, starting in verse 1, the resurrection. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen. As he said, come see the place where he lay, then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." For everyone that's a Christian, that professes to be a Christian, a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, today's actually a special day that we have set aside to celebrate the resurrection of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ. And what Jesus did for us for that very day when he resurrected, he took back the keys of death and gave us the keys of life. So that whoever believes on him and repents and turns away from their sins will have everlasting, whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now there's more and more hand in hand, you know, when it comes to Scripture. Living a Christian life is not rainbows and chocolate cake. It's about being a disciple and discipling others. It's about following Jesus Christ, following in his footsteps. He knows that we will not be perfect. He knows that. That's why the Father sent him to die on the cross for you and for me. But you see, in our lives, we tend to want to do things our way. Even though Jesus and our Heavenly Father has put down a perfect plan for each and every one of us, we tend to want to go things the way we want to go things. We want to do everything in our own strength. We ask Jesus, "Please take away these chains that bind me." But at the same time, we're asking, we're holding on to the chains. We're all holding on to the very chains that Jesus has already freed us from. The moment you came to Jesus Christ, and the moment that when he died for us and was resurrected, we had a way for our chains to be broken and be freed from death. to have forgiveness for our sins. But that's not how it works in humans, human nature. We tend to want to do things our way. Well, I'm here to tell you that today, you don't have to keep doing things your way. That there's a better way. That better way is with Jesus Christ. To submit. And this message, I don't just preach this to each and every one of you. I preach this to myself too. Because we're all sinners. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. We all have messed up. We all at some point, you know, have turned away from our calling. Or we denied the Lord, like Peter did. 3 times. Many of us have done that in our lives where we deny the Lord. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not a Christian. I don't know who he is. I don't know who you're talking about. But aren't you the same guy that was sitting in church or the street corner preaching? No, you're mistaken me. That wasn't me. I don't know who this Jesus is. We're all guilty as charged. We've all done the same thing, like I said. We've all done the same things. But it doesn't have to be the same things anymore. You don't have to keep doing everything in your own strength. Because you have a Savior that loves you. That God the Father loved you so much, He sent His Son down to die for you. You can make today, you can make Resurrection Day today, the day that you say, yes, Lord, completely. Take the chains. I will stop holding on to them. Jesus already freed you. So I challenge you that this Resurrection Day, don't make it the same as yesterday or last year. Make it a better day. Make it that day where you decide you are fully in with Jesus. That knowing that He already paid the penalty for your sins and for you. Amen. Amen. I want to go ahead and pray for all of you at this moment. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, it's decision time. It's time to make that choice. And I want to pray for you, each and every one of you, to make that choice on this Resurrection Day to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I will do it. I will let you take over the driver's seat of my life because you've already paid the penalty and will resurrect it for me, for everybody. There's no need to keep denying when you get into a pinch. Be proud. Be a humble, not proud. Be a humble servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And be happy. Happy is the word I was looking for. Be happy that you serve Him. Let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, I want to pray for each and every one of you, everybody out there listening to this sermon on Easter Sunday. As they go about their day, they go about their life this week, I just want to pray that they make that commitment this Resurrection Day, this Easter, saying, yes, Lord, I will finally give you the chains that I keep holding on to. Because you've already paid the penalty. You died for me. You were buried and you were resurrected so that I can have each person can have everlasting life with you in heaven and be forgiven and forgive others. Give everyone the strength, the courage to do what is right in your eyes. Help everyone to repent. Help everyone to turn to you. Heal anyone that's sick. Bless anyone and open doors for anyone that doesn't have a job. All those that are self-employed, bless them with abundance, with new customers, with either it be more deliveries, whatever it is that they're doing. More dog walks, more clientele this week. And today, the rest of the day also too. Surround everyone with your angels. Keep them safe and protect them. And thank you, Lord, for everything you have done and going to do. Forgive us all for our sins, Lord. Open all of our hearts to the power of the resurrection, the power of the cross. Help us to daily pick up our cross and crucify our own flesh and follow you. I ask this all in your precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't leave today without making that commitment, saying total surrender to Jesus Christ. And yes, Lord, to His will, to His way of life, to His commandments, to His love, His grace, His mercy, His glory, forever and ever. Amen. Y'all have a wonderful and blessed day. I wish you all a happy Resurrection Day, happy Easter, wherever you're at. Love each and every one of you. God bless. Bye-bye.